Paul O'Sullivan, the Chief Executive of Clan Credo, is with me here now. Hi, Paul.
How are you doing?
Very good. Paul, thanks for coming in to talk to us today. Before we get down into it, I found a nice little piece that I'm going to play in relation to Stella Maris, a local soccer club. And I thought it was a nice, interesting way maybe to start this off and give people an overview of the people that are the beneficiaries of the work that you do. So we'll have a listen to this first.
Clan Credo wasn't around in my day, and I wish it was.
Stella Maris based in my home now.
If we hadn't got the finance available to us, what you see here today would not be here.
Like, it's a local club and a lot of the kids are local. Pitch is great, like you can see yourself here, it's huge. It's great to have, we can play through the winter under the floodlights.
We have had mainstream banking for many years here, however, Clan Credo understood immediately as to what the social value was of our project. We have delivered ahead of time, under budget, and we can plan ahead for the next phase in comfort.
Clan Credo is unique, that it's essential, that it's laudable, and the work it's doing is just incredible.
They understood what it was we wanted, and they sat at the same table with us. That for us was vital.
So, Paul, I mean, the gentleman there from Stella Maris, he's saying that you sat at the same table as him, which is a great way maybe to put across what you do.
Yeah, and I think Derek, that's Derek Moore there in Stella Maris. I mean, first of all, I think people around northeast Dublin will know Stella Maris very well.
Sure,
it was the nursery for Johnny Giles. I think countless international soccer players, and I suppose that famous Stephanie Roach goal. Stephanie came through the Stella Maris Academy as well. And actually, it might be a good place to start because it might give an example of how we can, how Clan Credo Community Loan Finance can help the volunteers and the people that are working in organisations. Stella Maris needed to upgrade their football pitch. They had decided they wanted to put in an all-weather pitch and floodlighting to extend the amount of time that was available for training. And they applied for and were successful in getting a grant from the Department of Sports under the National Lottery Scheme called a Sports Capital Grant. There are two things about those grants, and they're typical enough of most grants that you get from state organisations. One, the grant doesn't cover the full cost. It comes to maybe 75%, 66% or 50%. So there's a gap between what the facility will cost and what you'll get from grant funding. The second feature of the Sports Capital Programme and a lot of other grants is that the work must be completed and paid for before you can actually draw down the grant. So that creates a need for what we call bridging finance.
Mm-hmm.
So when Stella Maris approached us, we knew very quickly from talking to them the extraordinary social dividend. And Clan Credo, we were set up 20 years ago basically to help groups and organisations through loan finance to put something back into their community, to add to what we call the stock of social capital, and that's the social dividend. So there was very clear social dividend there. And then the second issue is, because it's a loan, we think it's very important that people don't overborrow or overextend themselves, so that they have a good chance of repaying the loan. And we did that assessment in Stella Maris, and we did it as we did with the 800 other projects around the country that we would have supported in the past 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's how that's how it works.
How it comes together. So it's that whole social value, that social contribution.
And because it's loan finance, we're able to, that money gets to work again and again and again in different communities all over the city and all over the country.
Okay. And also uniquely, I suppose, which wouldn't be the case with many commercial organisations, in recognition of the sort of contribution from those community leaders and from the people involved in clubs like Stella Maris, you don't ask for personal guarantees from the individual. individuals in the clubs and organisations?
No, we don't. Because we think if people are volunteering on management committees, they're on the boards of charities. They're giving their time free for no personal gain. So we think, you know, that it would be entirely inappropriate to ask those people to personally guarantee a loan for which the beneficiaries are the beneficiaries of their organisation, not themselves. So we don't ask for personal guarantees. As well as that, if the group is in the happy position to be able to repay the loan early, we say great. We don't charge any penalty for that, and we've also made arrangements with the Wheel, where we have provide access to the Wheel training programmes or free membership of the Wheel for a year, so that the organisations can strengthen themselves. And I suppose what we've announced this week are the Learn, Inspire, Sharing programme, which we're working with the Carmichael Centre, which is an organisation that does extraordinary work providing training and supports for community and volunteer organisations. And we've asked them to deliver a programme for the senior staff and the volunteers in the organisations that have received community loan finance from Cloncredo. And the first one of those in the Dublin area is on the 11th of May in the Carmichael Centre in North Brunswick Street.
Okay, so you on that day you'll bring people together from the clubs, organisations, the people that you're working with, and you're going to then sort of help them to get the best out of you, is it, or get the best out of the whole project, or how does that work?
It's really to get the best out of themselves.
Okay, right.
This is our first step, toe in the water. So we're in the process of trying to learn as well. And we're currently conducting a survey of all of the groups that we would have provided funding for to ask them what their needs are. But on the 11th of May, it's going to focus on the issue of strategic planning. And the Carmichael Centre's Andrea Shopinski, who has extraordinary experience in the area of business and strategic planning, because, you know, if you're going to achieve something, you actually need a plan. And it's about helping an organisation devise that plan and breaking it down into its simple components, not to be intimidated by the whole process of business planning, but to see it as a set of discrete steps that not to end up with just a file that ends up on the in the filing cabinet, but that it actually, you know, how do you set your goals? How do you monitor that you're achieving them? And the relationship between the board, who have overall responsibility, and maybe the executive director, who is paid to actually implement it, and how those two roles and functions can combine. And I think the other great benefit is of attending, you know, it's a short session, it's, you know, about 3 hours in the evening, is that you'll get to meet other people and learn from their challenges.
Yeah.
How they
so a bit of networking and sharing of experience and so on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent. So it's as you say, it's for them to get the best out of themselves. That step along process, as you said, I didn't realise what you said earlier there is that you don't actually get the grant money until after you've completed the project. So it's a really vital. I mean, it's the chicken and the egg, isn't it? Which comes first? So if there wasn't an organisation like Cloncredo to do this, it would be a commercial, I presume, commercial loan that some of the people might have to go and get, and with all the complications of that.
Yeah, and I suppose because we deal exclusively with community and voluntary organisations, we know the different schemes that are out there. I mean, very often organisations approach us to borrow money, and we say to them, "Well, why aren't you applying for this grant or that grant? You know, you should, you know, rather than borrowing the money,
yeah,
and come back to us when you've done
when
that.
You've got that step, yeah,
yeah, yeah." But also, I mean, I think the landscape or the environment of and the rules that are applied by different grant funders can be quite, you know, daunting, quite complicated. Because we've been around for 20 years, we know those well. and it's not reasonable to expect, say, the somebody working in the local bank or whatever, you know, to have that level of experience. Sure. and understanding of the schemes. So very often mainstream financial institutions won't provide the bridging finance, won't provide the term loan, not because of the creditworthiness of the organisation, but because they don't have the time or the expertise to actually understand the environment within which community and voluntary organisations work.
Yeah. And where does your funding come from?
Our funding comes from two sources, both of them private. We were set up 20 years ago by the Presentation Sisters, and because they wanted to set up an organisation that would actually have money working in a way that was working for good.
Okay.
And that it, you know, that capital shouldn't be just about making more capital, it actually should be about enhancing society. And they were joined by about 20 other religious congregations, and their fund, they've lent us in the order of 10 million euro, what the fund stands at now. And then 10 years ago, actually this year, as a result of a report that we commissioned along with the Dublin Employment Pact on the development of social finance, the government of the day, Brian Cowan was Minister for Finance, set up the Social Finance Foundation, which was supported by the banking sector at the time. And so the Social Finance Foundation also acts as a lender to us. So between those two sources of capital, we are in the happy position that we've never had to turn down a project because we didn't have the capital.
The money. Excellent. Yeah, great. Okay, so the workshops are coming up. There's one in Sligo, which is a little far away from where we are here, but there's one in Dublin, as we said, on the 11th of May. It's in the evening. It's in the Carmichael Centre between 6 and 9 p.m. But just before we finish up, Paul, I might just mention, I noticed as well that you have partnered with the Institute for Social Banking, and you're their 10th International Summer School in Kinsale, County Cork. This year
we are, yes,
yeah.
I suppose social banking is a movement that's been developing and growing across the world and within Europe in particular, and we were delighted to be asked to co-host the summer school, which will bring together about 80 people working in social banks right across Europe, from Germany, Italy, Spain, Scandinavia, some people from Asia and North America as well. And it's really this summer school is it's a really interesting, intensive week where people get an opportunity over the week to actually look at the values of finance rather than the value of finance.
Okay.
And because it's values-based banking, and to understand, and from our point of view, we want to spread the message that that finance can actually work in pursuit of social justice. It can actually be one of the tools of social justice rather than one of the tools denying social justice. It can have a positive rather than a negative effect.
Okay.
So there are some places still available on the summer school, and if anybody is interested, just contact us at info@clancredo.ie, either in relation to the training event in 10 days' time or the end of June.
Okay. Thanks a million. Paul O'Sullivan, Chief Executive of Clancredo. Thanks a million for talking to us today.